Sunday morning, you're listening to Beat and some interesting stats coming out of the Central Statistics Office this week about marriage and the fact that civil ceremonies have overtaken Catholic weddings as the most common way to marry in Ireland. To chat about these changes, Wexford-based celebrant Joe from Love Joe Weddings joins me on the Sunday Grill this morning. And not just a Wexford-based celebrant, the celebrant of the year 2026 at Weddings Online Awards. And you had some great celebrations I saw on your Instagram, Joe.
Oh, stop, Orla. I think 365 days of the year I have that title, and I will live every one of those days as my last.
Did you expect it in your soul, or were you very surprised?
I was surprised. I think until your name actually is called out on the day, like anything, until you're actually, you know, until it was Joe from Love Joe Weddings called out, it was like, oh my gosh, it could go either way. But I think, as well as that, I knew I had put the work into, and I really felt I earned it this year. So, yeah. You know, and it was reflected through the bookings that I was getting throughout the year. So, yes, I would have been disappointed if I hadn't, but I was absolutely thrilled to bits.
And because a brilliant it's accolade not to get. I'm sure your bookings have gone up and up because of it, have they?
They were up and up anyway, yeah. But yes, they are, like, even like now for, you know, 2028 and like just the coverage that came afterwards as well. I've had one book in this year where the groom's mother told him she would not speak to him if he didn't ring me and make contact with me to book his wedding. So hilarious,
and
really.
And got the day she wanted,
mommy.
Did he?
I did. I had it. It was great.
Brilliant stuff. Now, yeah, will we talk 100%. About these figures from the CSO, from the Central Statistics Office, because they're really interesting about marriage.
They are interesting, aren't they?
They really are. Like, the average age of a bride in the 90s was 28. Now it is 36. Even numbers like that are interesting. But really, what we're talking to you about is the fact that civil ceremonies are now overtaking Catholic weddings as the most common way to marry in Ireland. But there's many types of ceremonies that you can go to, from civil registrations to humanist as well. We'll talk about those in a moment. Are you seeing a rise in people asking you about civil ceremonies?
Absolutely. There is a very definite shift away from the church weddings. Mm. Now, there are particular pockets of the country that I would always say are very strong church pockets.
Really?
So they tend to be much more church weddings in those areas. South Wexford would be one of those, okay. That I would say would be a very much stronger, you know, church wedding goer, I suppose. The closer you get to Dublin, I think the more likely it is that you're going to have a civil ceremony. And then so many venues lend themselves so nicely that, you know, like there are, I would get the odd person who says, oh, my mom would really prefer me to be getting married in the church. But you know what? On the day, it's that mom that's saying, this is the way wedding should be. This is lovely. You know, like they didn't have that option in their day. So the only option they had was the church. Whereas now there are all these options open to couples. I saw one of the stats just on same-sex marriages. And I guess that it's such a low statistic. So that doesn't necessarily, you know, impact overall on the trends that came out in the figures.
Okay.
But a lot of couples as well, I find it's the second time round. So okay. Again, you know, they're precluded from going to the church.
Yes.
So they're obviously opting for this option as well. So yeah, there were very interesting figures that
really
came
were.
Out. And even in the types of, even within like Christian, the amount of different like types of Christian overall as well that make up the entire like figure as well. So like Holy Scripture, one wedding.
Yeah. things
yeah,
I've never heard
sorry.
Of. One Spirit. So that's a Christian wedding, is it? One Spirit.
One Spirit is no. So One Spirit is actually my organization.
Ah.
And we're spiritual. So we are interfaith ministers, which means we celebrate all religions and none. So we were one of the bigger figures up there on the list. So we definitely factored up in the top three.
And it can be confusing for people who are considering marriage as well, because there's a difference between a celebrant and a humanist. Is that right? Can you explain? So you can marry people legally. Is that right?
Exactly. So
yeah.
I am. I come under the heading spiritual or religious. In fact, I think a lot of celebrants will come under that heading. After that, you're going for secular, and that is either your civil registration in the registry office or a humanist-led ceremony.
Okay.
And those ceremonies would offer no element of religion, spirituality at all. They're just very, very stripped back. Even in a funeral setting, a lot of people will say like, oh, you know, I want a humanist. But what they really mean is that they just don't want to go to the church.
Okay.
In my experience anyway. So yeah, there's just such a vast difference out there, and it is quite confusing for people, because honestly, in my weddings, can I honestly say 97% of them probably bring absolutely no element of religion into it at all. Some of them might want to include a religious reading or a short blessing at the end. So if they want to include that, that's allowed.
Okay.
That's okay. But vast number of people actually just aren't looking for that. They just, I don't even think, to be honest, I don't even think it's the fact that I'm a one spirit minister versus any other type of minister. I do think that the couples that come to me are coming to me because they want me to do the wedding. It doesn't matter what cap I'm wearing.
They probably haven't thought of those other parts.
It's only when they start to do the legal paperwork that you have to kind of point that element out. So,
and then there's many elements to a ceremony. I'm thinking of the different, almost, you know, is it a hand fasting, for example? There's many different ways that you can symbolise a wedding and a union within your ceremony. Are there things that are particularly popular?
Well, Unity Candle is one of probably the most popular ones within any ceremony. But, you know, that comes from a church wedding as well. So a lot of the symbols are, you know, coming from other religions or beliefs, but we're maybe stripping them back a little bit in the wedding ceremony that we're doing in a civil way. So like traditionally in a church, it's the mums who light the outside candles and the couple light the centre candle. And that same element is brought through in my ceremonies. And I like to give that offering as well, because it's a nice inclusive way, still including the mums, a nice non-speaking role for them to come up in their finery and light the candle and hopefully not set the place on fire. Hand fasting is a beautiful one. Again, where, you know, you can do a simple hand fasting, or I do a couple of elaborate versions of it as well, with many different coloured ribbons, and each colour symbolises different attributes that we're bringing to their marriage.
And is there really anything nice that one. Couples ask for that's something a bit different, or are they the usual ones? Any other rituals or traditions?
A few that I have done, like one of them I've done is like planting a tree. I've done that a few times.
Oh, lovely, yeah.
Especially maybe, you know, I had one bride who was Polish and she was getting married here in Ireland. So they took soil from their respective homes or their mom's gardens and put them together in the pot. And the particular plant had a symbolism for them as well. Quake ceremony is beautiful. And it's an old Scottish clan tradition that when the clan made a deal, they sealed the deal by sharing a drink from the quake, which was a sign of their trust in the other person to pull their end of the bargain. Who doesn't like a little drop of whiskey to toast your wedding? So that's a lot of fun. That's actually quite nice. But for families, and a lot of what I find is you've got families who have already had their children and maybe set up their home and now they're coming to get married, which is probably where the average age has increased that you're seeing in the stats. But they now have their kids with them that they want to involve in some way on their day. So sand ceremony is a beautiful way to incorporate your children.
Your
wedding.
Yeah, okay.
Very, very, and lovely pictures as well. Really, really nice family thing within the wedding that lends itself to very nice photographs on the day as well.
And then one other point that was made from the CSO figures is that there's now 700 non-church venues in Ireland. Where have you done quite unusual venues? Where do you think has been the most unusual place you've done?
Oh gosh, we are so, so lucky in this country. We have the most vast array of country houses, castles, even Wilton Castle in Enniscorthy. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Gorgeous, yeah.
I mean, it's an open ruin, but it's absolutely stunning inside. The National Gallery of Ireland, Smock Alley Theatre in Dublin. There are just endless possibilities for your wedding. A lot of hotels, obviously, as well. They'll have their function room or their ceremony space within the hotel, which can be dressed up by an outside company who might come in and do flowers or floral arches, that kind of thing. But again, it's all on site for the couple, meaning like they don't have to move from the ceremony in the church to find their way to the hotel, which could be an hour in between, and means you lose people along the way. So it just means everything is contained on site. And I think that's one of the big attractions for couples, is that, you know, a lot of the venues as well will offer like a 2 or 3 day thing. So like, I know there's quite a number of country homes here, and even in Wexford, where if you book them, you have access to the building from the Friday. Oh, yeah. So you're lovely getting ready party on site. Yeah, then you have your wedding day, and then you have your day two. That's all on site.
Gorgeous. Well, listen, Jo, if people want to check you out, and as you said, you're taking bookings for 2028, which is astounding to me. You're on Instagram, you're Love Jo Weddings, and you can see some of those different rituals and traditions that you do during your ceremonies. That is Jo McAteer, Reverend Jo McAteer, in fact, a celebrant, and the celebrant of the year, according to Weddings Online. Congratulations again, Love Jo Weddings on Instagram. You have a website as well, don't you? LoveJoWeddings.ie.
LoveJoWeddings.ie, yeah.
Lovely to talk to you. Thanks a million for chatting to me. I know it's your busy time.
Thanks, Orla. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure.